For the simple PDF, these urgent care. Today's date is 04/02/2025. Dictation is for Caitlin Ochoa. Ochoa spells O-C-H-O-A. Caitlin spells K-A-T-E-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 12/07/1987. This is a 37-year-old female. A with pain to her chin and jaw, period. Patients say this started approximately 2 hours ago when she tripped and fell in her bathroom, period. She denies loss of consciousness, denies discharge from her ears or nose, denies nausea or vomiting, period. She says she has pain in her chin of approximately 6/10, worse with motion. Patient also report pain in the right TMJ region. She said that pain is also approximately 6/10, worse with motion, period, and touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history, none. Medication, lamotrigine. Please go back to past medical history. Mood disorder. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Family history, none. Next paragraph. Surgeries, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient, all the systems were reviewed. What was negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Hands are as follows. O2 sat is 96% room air. Blood pressure 118/75. Pulse 89. Respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Face. She has full range of motion of TMJ with mild discomfort. There's no step off, no crepitus with range of motion. There's no malalignment of her tooth, period. No loose tooth, period. In the center of her chin, there is a 2 cm laceration. Her bleeding has stopped. Patient, open parenthesis, patient says she applied direct pressure. Next paragraph, neck, no tenderness about patient. She has full range of motion. No tenderness of the bony structures, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, correction, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is a chin laceration, approximately 2 cm. Assessment number 2 is contusion. Mandible. Assessment number 3 is TMJ pain, period. Next paragraph. Procedure, lack repair. Next line. Patient was, I've explained the procedure to the patient. We discussed complications from sutures. We discussed this complication extensively. She said she understand and gave permission for me to proceed. Next line. The site was irrigated, correction, the site was clean with betadine and further clean with hydrogen peroxide, period. Next line. Wound was explored for a foreign body, none was found. Next line. There is no active bleeding. Next line. With approximately 5 cc's of lidocaine with epinephrine, Laceration was anesthetized by injecting both edges with approximately 2.5 milliliters of lidocaine. Next paragraph, I waited for approximately 5 minutes or so, then checked for anesthesia achievement. Anesthesia was achieved, next line, with a number three needle observable. The site was sutured utilizing number four sutures. Next line, the type of suture was done was simple, interrupted. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. There was no bleeding or other complication. Next line, the site was then cleansed, wiped, and covered with bacitracin. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, next paragraph, patient was educated on home care and the importance of coming back to the clinic if she sees any signs and symptoms of infection. She says she understands and will comply. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim, 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 10 days, number 20. Patient was referred to otolaryngologist for further evaluation as she continues to demonstrate discomfort with movement of the right TMJ. As a result of this discomfort, an X-ray of the TMJ, the maxillary X-ray of the mandible was done. It was reviewed by me. No obvious fracture was seen. Patient has no malalignment of her tooth, and there is no step up. There is no avulsion fractures. Her mandible was extensively inspected and palpated with no significant discomfort, period. Next paragraph, patient was given a tetanus injection, 0.5 milliliters IM. And she was also referred to otolaryngology, Dr. Rance W. Rainey. As patients stated that her TMJ does not feel right, she was advised to go to the emergency room. However, she indicated that she can wait and will follow up with this specialist. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient is accompanied by her husband, who says patient has hydrocodone at home and she can use that for pain. So no pain medication was given because of this reason. End of the patient.